Back now with more Take 2 on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Martinez. More than 800 people nationwide have been diagnosed with vaping-related lung illnesses, and at least 12 people have died. That's according to new data out today from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. In California, 2 people have died. 90 have been hospitalized. And the CDC says the incidence of vaping illnesses has increased 52% in just the last week. The dramatic increase comes 2 days after the California Department of Public Health issued a warning encouraging people to stop vaping immediately. Ana Ibarra is a reporter with Kaiser Healthline News who has been covering this. Ana, welcome to Take Two.
Thanks.
Now, earlier this week, California's acting public health officer, Charity Dean, said a lot is unknown about this lung illness, which is why her agency is recommending people stop vaping. But what do we know at this point about what's causing people to get sick?
Right. So that's what the CDC and state health officials are investigating. What the CDC has said is that these illnesses are likely linked to some sort of chemical exposure, but what chemical that is still unclear. I know that there have been reports from other states like New York where they're linked some of these cases to vitamin E and some of the cannabis product samples they were looking at, but that hasn't been found in all of the samples yet. So they're still looking into that.
So because of the unknown, it's just kind of an umbrella recommendation.
Exactly.
Now, if health officials are unsure about what's causing it, on what basis is the CDC determining that these lung illnesses are caused by vaping?
Right. So they're going off some of the common factors, which is these similar symptoms plus these cases all have a history of vaping. It could be either vaping cannabis or vaping nicotine. In some cases, they're vaping both products. So that's the common factors they're seeing.
So both, that doesn't matter. Nicotine or cannabis, just so everyone knows, they're being lumped in together right now.
Yes. Right now, we don't know if it's just the cannabis products or nicotine, but they have reports of both.
So, is it common for vaping products to mix both tobacco and cannabis, or is it just that people who use vape use both?
I believe it's people who can use both, but they're mixing them. But my understanding is that they're using both products.
Now, within the last week, both the city and the county of L.A. have proposed bans on the sale of flavored tobacco products. What's your take on whether a ban is effective at protecting public health?
Yeah, well, I think that will be the big test. I guess we'll have to wait and see because, of course, the argument for the ban seems simple. You get rid of the flavors, you cut kids' access to flavors. But maybe it's not so simple because, you know, some of the arguments, even including from the industry, is that these bans only give rise to a black market and could make things worse. I think the idea is, you know, kids are already hooked and you can go online and find a recipe on how to make your own e-juice, for example, and, you know, that could potentially be more dangerous. We'll have to see how it works out.
Talking to Ana Ibarra with a California correspondent for Kaiser Healthline News. Now, according to a recent Reuters report, about 11 million American adults use e-cigarettes, more than half of them just under the age of 35. Is that a big part of the concern with this, Ana, is that so many people who are vaping are young and otherwise healthy by all accounts?
Yes. I think that is the big concern or a big concern. You know, the CDC has released some age data on the cases they're looking at. And I believe the last report I saw was about two-thirds of the cases they're looking at were people 18 to 34 years old, which, like you said, otherwise are pretty healthy.
And just to be clear, when we're talking about what's in the vape pens, we're talking about something that's highly addictive, right?
So these are e-liquids or e-juices. They contain nicotine or marijuana.
Now, where do these proposed flavored tobacco sales bans in L.A. go from here?
Yeah, so the L.A. County Board of Supervisors had a hearing on Tuesday, and they had a preliminary vote, and they have to come back at a later meeting for a final vote. The city of L.A., the city attorney, has proposed a flavor ban. That has to go up before the city council still, and we don't have a date on that yet, last time I checked.
You know, and as a health reporter who covers vaping, I'm wondering what information you'd like to see at this point, because there's so many things that we don't know so far.
Right. So I think the big question for us is, you know, we're hoping to get answers soon on what exactly is causing this, because I think that will answer, you know, so many of the cases. It'll give so many information to these proposed bans, cities and, you know, city officials, county officials who want to take action. Because really, I think that's the big question. Like, what is the substance or chemical that's causing these lung illnesses?
Anna Ibarra is the California correspondent for Kaiser Healthline News. Anna, thanks a lot.
Thank you.